Accession number 21109, Reel 8.
Len Harkins, Reel 8. So you went galloping off down the hill with
this tractor.
You were at the back, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yes, two in front. Who the other one was, I don't know. Now, I didn't know this about...
What regiment were they from?
Artillery, this was.
This was
it's 5.5s.
Right.
5.5s, that's the big guns, you know. We'd observation posts to observe a target down in Burr. Mm. We didn't get that far. The following day,
so
of course we'd done.
Can we just hear the end? So you got that lad back?
Yes, brought him back. Mm.
And now, he was taken, I mean, would he survive? Or?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I said? Sorry, mate. Oh, the legs are shattered.
Like
rotten sack, they were.
Yeah.
The shot had hit him in the legs before it had gone into the tank. Mm. I said, I'm sorry, mate. And he said, I couldn't take any more. Mm. I'm glad he said, I haven't got any legs, but I'm glad. Mm. And that was the last I saw of him. Now,
do you think he'd have survived?
Oh, yes, he would have. Mm. Even shock and all that, I know is... But he was quite... talking quite reasonable when, you know, there. He said, I'm glad I couldn't take any more, he said. Yeah. That was it, he went away. So eventually, now we went back. Up now, and we got in tight to the edge of the wood.
Back but in your tank.
Yes, but instead of going up in the open, we get up at the edge of the wood, where we had a bit of cover, didn't we? But of course, we still didn't know that gun was up in that chapel. It got hit out this tank, but where from, we didn't know. Now, Dave Finley, which the boy I'm going to tell you, or I told you about that was going to be, this Samson was going to shoot him, was in the tank, and he shouldn't have been in tanks. His nerve had gone.
Was he in your tank?
No, no.
No.
I didn't know this because I wasn't on net to the regiment now. We were on net to the 5.5 guns.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And Dave... Finley had gone now with this lad in the tank, going up this ride. And of course, the tank hits those. Catches him on top of the turret, miracle to win. Ricochets off. Splinters catch Dave in the face, a lot of blood, but nothing really serious. Miracle, didn't catch him in the eyes, but he had blood all over his face. They bail out, the driver's still going forward. Looks round, so he puts the tank in reverse and bails out himself. Runs down the corner of the wood. They could hear a tank coming, which they thought it was the enemy. And this driver was telling them no, it was their own tank. When it comes down, they had the orders now to go up. Same crew, mind, they'd bailed out of this tank once. Dave's still wounded, face. They had orders to get back in, go up and knock this tank out. But the boy wouldn't get back in the tank. The one I'm telling you about. Samson pulled a gun on him. I wasn't there, but I was told after. If he had, there were 6 guns trained on Samson. If he'd have shot the boy, they'd have shot Samson. That's... And I got knocked out the following day. With this officer, one big Barney all the way along with him.
Yeah.
I was in a wood. We're in the wood now overnight. It had snowed overnight. There was snow in the trees. Jones were down in the village, so were the regiment, or parts of the regiment. There, but on the other side of the mountain, they had a lot of big guns, HE stuff, artillery stuff, not AP. Mm-hmm. And I said, if you disturb these trees, I said, which you're going to if we move, I said, we're going to be in big trouble. I said, the first thing you do, you're letting them know where we are and we're in trouble. Well, he kept on and on. I went to Valence, which I wasn't in his crew then. Mm. I went along to him and I said, Valence, this officer wants me to move. He said, belt him, oh bugger. At any rate, we did move. But I had the sense to to turn my back of the tank to it. I knew it was going to happen. Mm. And I was lucky it was an HE up the spout. Mm. It hit the doors clean off the back of the tank, the engine covered, I had a bit of engine and everything covered. And of course, as soon as they saw that, they laid a stomp down. Well, I went to bail out because I thought the first thing, the Sherman going on fire. Mm. I went to bail out, walked an arch up, looked, and there was a big one landing in front and a couple more. I thought I'm safe, and I looked back, and she wasn't on fire, and I thought I'm safer in here. And that's where I stayed for about 1/4 hour, 20 minutes. It seems to have died, and I got out, and I went. Now, what happened to the rest of the crew? I didn't know the crew at all. Mm. I didn't know this officer.
Really? Yeah.
And I made it to that building. And I walked about 4 miles back to the Ashlands. Mm. And the Corporal Cook that I laid out in Rudston wouldn't serve me. Now, he said, you're a tank crew. And he said, your food is in the 49 packs on the tank. And the only time Granger was there, the Sergeant Major, he came along and he said, you give that man all the food he wants, because otherwise I'll take that ACC badge off your shoulder and stick you in a bloody tank crew and send you up there. So the boys had dinner messings, all gone on the tank, like, you know, no one bloody hanging about,
yeah,
waiting, but that was the only time Granger ever stuck up for me.
So what happened to that tank in the chapel?
Well, they went up, but the tank had pulled out of the chapel and on the other way down the other side of the mountain. And the guide hit it. Reload, fire, and they hit it until there was idlers, there was tracks, there was three. And he put about a dozen rounds into it.
Yeah.
They finished them off.
So, this time in the Ardennes, which unit or organisation were you with? Were you with, still with the 544?
Yes,
you were, right. But you were attached to?
Yes, that's the only action I saw, because I was knocked out again.
Right. Okay.
I went back to the Echelons.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, back at Echelon, how long were you there for?
No, that I couldn't say. Not long.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not long. I can remember going to a little village in the Ardennes after that,
mm,
with the pavements up that high. There were two steps up off the road.
Yeah.
There's a place in Abergavenny exactly the same as it, and it reminds me very much of the Ardennes.
So did you go back to A Squadron?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I had left A Squadron.
Sorry?
I was with A Squadron all the way along.
You ate at the Ardennes, Chapel Hill. Mm. I'll read you what it says here. After some resistance, A Squadron moved on to Chapel Hill. Support fire from A Squadron as C Squadron and parachutists attack Burr. There we are. That's what they said. Burr. Is it B-U-R-E?
Yeah. Mm. But what did you say then, parachutists?
Yeah, support fire from A Squadron as C Squadron and parachutists attack Burr.
I didn't mention parachutists.
No. Right, okay. So I'm just saying that, so if it reminds you of anything, you know. So then I think they went to Velin for a rest.
Well, I was left in the Ardennes.
Right.
I can remember a lad coming out. I know the rest of the squadron, our troop was left. See, they picked a troop out of each squadron,
mm-hmm,
and that made up, instead of 150 tanks or 100 tanks being kept, there was only 25 tanks being kept in case Jerry broke through again.
Right.
So I was left as a reserve, and I can remember this little lad coming out of this street where the high pavement, and he said to me, "Tough, lovely to know you," he said, "but they'll bloody see you off. You know, you've been left." He said, "That's the last we'll see of you. You won't come back."
Mm.
Pulling my leg. And about 40 miles behind our own lines, the Americans come over and shot them up and killed him.
Really?
He got killed. He died under the tank, but a bit too late.
Yeah. You must have been in the Ardennes for Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas Day. Do you remember Christmas?
Yes.
Around about Namur?
Saturn, yeah. Oh, no, further on than Namur.
Right.
Not way further on. Oh, wait a minute, yes. I do remember. I remember having an orange given to me and saying, well, couldn't we have bloody food and a nice thing of hot soup instead of the orange? It was freezing.
Yeah. You'll say, how bad was the weather?
Oh, it was colder. Yeah, it's cold too.
Was it snow or?
Well, I've seen worse, but it was quite heavy, yes.
Mm. What were conditions like underfoot? I mean, your tanks were able to move by the sound of it.
Yeah, I remember tanks getting bogged there. Hit soft ground. Whose tanks they were, I don't know. I remember tanks getting bogged there, but I think the snow was heavier down in Burr than it was where we were up on the hills.
So, after Echelon, you went back to Ypres, did you?
No.
Nope.
After I'd gone back, I'd walked down the mountain about, do you know, it's funny thing as you're going along. I thought, well, I'm out here on my tod. Nothing about. But I knew with which way I'd come, and I was going back the same way. But if there'd been any jerrys about, they could have had me. Mm-hmm. Dead easy. When I got back there, no, then I must have, well, I went back to the squadron. And then I got left in this troop that was being left there. Mm-hmm. That's where this little, I thought it was Geordie Davison, but he died. And we were going down to Bovington then and onto a hospital or a soldier's home or something like that to see him. And we were going, we were about a week too late he died. But they tell me, no, it wasn't him. Well, it couldn't have been him because he died now. And the boy that told me that, he got shot up 40 miles behind our own lines coming back from the Ardennes.
Right. So did you go on to Comet tanks then?
Yes, that was,
Did you pick those up in Ypres?
Yes, back in Ypres, yes. Yeah. I'm beginning the port now. They were, well, I was, up until the Ardennes, I had trained for this fight. I hadn't done nothing with the tanks at all. Mm. And I'd done very little work. I got put in Valance's crew, and I could remember Kingy, Valance, Pennington, and myself. There was one I couldn't remember his name until we met at, where? Bristol, something like that. And oh no, it was away up where all the roundabouts are, and I could never, also Newtown,
Milton Keynes,
you've got it.
New town,
and a bloke walked down to me, one came along and said, Fiddler Hutchins Valance Harkins. And a bloke just behind him, and he looked, I thought, he's too bloody young to be in one of our mob. But he joined us at Ypres, Edwards. The other one came along and he came straight on to me and caught me by the hand and said, how are you, you old bugger? I said, not bad. I said, I haven't got a clue who you are. He said, well, I was in your crew. He said, Terry Vine. I said, you were the one, I can't remember his name.
So what was the Comet tank like? I mean, quite a different appearance.
Yes, lower, faster, good suspension. 77mm gun, which was not a patch on the 88.
Yeah.
But it could go. It could motor.
How was it different in operation, you know, all the way you worked it between the crew to the Sherman?
Lower. Worked it. No, I wouldn't say it was. The Sherman was a very crude but very reliable. Suspension, if you hit a brick, you knock your brains out. Too high. If you brushed against a tree, it caught fire. And yet I knew a tank that had a shot right through the petrol tank and it still didn't catch fire.
Did you prefer the comet?
Yes, the comet. You had a chance to do something about it. Your showing was too slow.
So, did you do any firing practice?
No.
Comet? No.
I did nothing on the comet.
Okay. Were you billeted again at Ypres?
Yes, came back, but we weren't there long when we came back. Well, I was a week later coming back.
Right.
And that's the only time I spent more time with the Belgians. We pull back into Brussels, make it on way back.
Mm.
That's what I was told. And we made good time coming back.
Mm.
So we could spend an extra day in Brussels.
Yeah.
Came back, parked in the main street. Right in the centre of the main street. And all of a sudden, oh, lovely people, a beautiful home.
Mm.
And they said, you can't sleep here tonight. We're getting ready to sleep by the tank, under the tank here. And he said, you can't sleep here. And I said, well, we haven't got any better. He said, come home with us. Now, they had no food.
Mm.
We had plenty of food on the tank. We took it all with us. Went there. First time I ever walked into a place where the beds were pulled down, the big mirrors they were, pulled them down, beautiful. Yeah, we were dirty, greasy, hadn't shaved for days, and a tidy wash since he went down there. And lovely people. And I had more to do with the civilians, I don't know. We spent a night there, and I think we went on to the depot, and then went back to your place.
Right.
But then we went long before we were up, crossing the Rhine.
Right.
With the comets.
Yeah. What did you see anything of the First World War battlegrounds?
Or yes.
Yeah.
We did.
Graves.
Yeah. Vimy Ridge. Hill 60. Ypres, Menningate, Menin Road. That's about all.
Mm. So, there were minor adaptations made to the comets about this time. Were you aware of those?
Well, yes, they concreted the front and they put extra tracks up, no protection. See this where the old tigers and panthers... Are you warm enough there?
Yeah, but I'm fine. Are you warm enough?
Oh, I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Where the old... the tigers had them like that, first of all, you know. But then the tigers, the later ones, had the slope in front. Well, the old shots... Mine, whichever way they were... Well, the shots ricocheted off them anyway. They didn't go through... But I mean, at least if you haven't got so much armor, you stand a better chance with a front like that of ricocheting off.
Yeah.
But I was, so we sloped it with concrete. Then we were told we shouldn't.
Sloped it with concrete?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Mixed concrete and
sloped
it.
And made a...
Yes, there was a part went in like that in the front.
Yeah.
Where the old, we had a big, it was quite thick, that bit of metal there on the front. But they could hit you below, the other piece went up slowly like that. And then he was up sheer. But the old 88 would go through that, no bother at all. But at least where you had that thickness on the front of a Sherman, on that upright piece, only the upright piece, on a comet you had about that much.
Yeah.
So we sloped that with concrete. Then they wanted to say we were putting too much weight on the front, onto the idlers, because they were the sprockets were at the back, so you know the Americans, the sprockets were on the front.
Mm-hmm. So then you went over the Rhine?
Across the Rhine.
Yeah.
Went over the Rhine on transporters.
Right. On a pontoon bridge? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you advanced into Germany?
Yeah.
Which is what you've been trying to do for a long time.
Mm.
What was that like? I mean, the comets, I mean, it was pretty wet there, wasn't it? Did they have trouble with the mud? Or?
Do you know, Huey Howells, I didn't cross the Rhine with. See, I was put into Valance's crew there again, fresh crew. But I spent a bit of time with them in the end, began to know them. But I'd been with crews before, I couldn't remember. And all I was interested then was staying alive. But then when you get back to a crew, you know again, right? So I travelled across. I'd been training for this fight, so I hadn't been in a comet until I was crossing the Rhine.
Yeah.
Then I crossed over the Rhine and I was in Huey Howells' tank, and I was in a troop which I knew, four troop. And Huey said to me, I was asleep and I just missed my brother. He asked somebody, he said, do you know any good name of Harkins? He said, he's on the tank up. My tank had gone, but I wasn't on that. I was on Huey Howells. He's put on your tank or two behind.
Yeah.
And we were on transporters, and Huey said, you better wake up, Len. He said, we're crossing the Rhine. I thought it was going to be another Normandy. Okay. I did. And I thought, God, I'm hating this. But it was easy.
Yeah. Was there firing going on round about?
No.
No, we just went across.
We were told to advance down the place, and we went down round the bend in the road, and do you know what we saw in front of us? The RASC. Do you know there?
Mm-hmm. Service Corps.
Yeah. It could have been Jerry. We couldn't let him have it, couldn't we? We could have thought he was Jerry.
Yeah.
Yes, we were told to advance down this road, and away we went.
Mm. So you got onto German soil at last.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you see your first action on German soil?
That I couldn't tell you again.
Mm-hmm. What about Geschen? There was a cache there.
Don't ring a bell.
Right, okay. Lieutenant, or C Squadron, Lieutenant Lamont and Lieutenant Workman's tank surrounded by infantry at Legden.
Yeah, don't ring a bell.
No. Did you cooperate with the infantry and artillery in the RAF? Were you conscious of that cooperation?
Yes, the old Typhoons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the infantry, we carried them on the back of the tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute now. Wasn't Corporal... He died there in the forest. Fire to the forest, he was wounded and... Oh, dear. But, oh, wait a minute, quiet little lad. Corporal. Oh, can't think of his name.
Mm-hmm. So.
Fair-headed.
Sorry?
Fair-headed boy.
Uh huh. So you had typhoon support, did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we had that back in Normandy.
Yeah, right.
Good job we did.
Yeah. And you crossed the River Ems?
Don't remember.
Crossing the Dortmund Ems Canal.
We did a...
German dive bomber attack?
Yes.
Remember that.
See the blue fiddler from one side of the tank over the other. I can tell you a lot about that. The Dortmund Ems Canal?
Yeah.
Yes. We crossed the river, across the canal, and you know, all the way you look down that canal, and all the bridges were all sunk in, collapsed. Jetties had collapsed them. We come up, just cross over the canal, come around, and it was a sharp bend, right?
Uh-huh.
And we stopped here in Valence, and there was a tank up that road there, knocked out, and was one still in it, still alive. Now, whether the others had been taken prisoner or dead, we don't know. But he was coming up, but mind, there was some stuff. He had a lot of the Hitler youth, and he'd fight, and he would fight. We stopped on just off the corner of this road, and I said to Valance, I said, not a good place to stop, Al, is it really? I said, they got this bloody crossroads marked, surely somewhere. And we only moved down, and Al Flaycock, the one that I broke his leg in Bridlington, his ankle, they pulled, their tank pulled, and they stopped where we are, bang, and it. Mind, there again, lucky, hit the top of the turret. Couldn't have been 88 because they didn't ricochet off, they went straight through anything. But it hit the top of the turret and had similar to Dave Finley, the gyro, as we called him, his nickname. Caught. Splinter's caught him in the face. Never saw Alfley Cock again. Mind you, it was night coming to the end of the war and all that, wasn't it? You know, you were well on the way. We went to a farmhouse, which was where we stopped off the road. We could have got killed with booby traps. Sometimes you look, we didn't bother to look. We looked up the chimney and there were some nice big hams. Got them down. Had some nice red and white tablecloths as neckerchiefs, you know, to save the dust going down. Got some knives and forks over there, because you never wash, you didn't have time to wash yours, did you? It was easier to go and get clean. We went up into a barn, looked out, and could see Jerry's on the edge of this wood. Kingy said, "I'll go back and get a bren." I said, "Kingy, have a good look behind you. A lot of straw." I said, "They hit us." I said, "This will go up and we won't get out of here." He said, "Good thinking." So come back in and come back down, got into the tank, told Valance. Then we pulled off. There was a field, like a ploughed field, down to the right. And I think that was the following morning. They come in, dive bombed. And we were down the end of the field, and Fiddler was 3/4 of the way up there. And all of a sudden, somebody came down, Fiddler had it. And it had bombed, they'd bombed. It blew him clean over to Sherman. No. We had comets there, didn't we? It blew him over the tank, whatever tank it was. It blew him clean over it. He was covered in muck. But he didn't have a mark on him.
Really? Yeah. He was dead, wasn't he?
Huh?
Was he dead?
No, he's the one that's coming down now. Nice. He'd been down a few times.
Yeah, but he went blown over.
Clean over.
Yeah. So you supported the Monmouths there, did you?
The Monmouths, Third Monmouths, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Hereford's.
Yeah. Were they making heavy weather of that?
Oh, the Third Monmouths had hiding. That they had hiding. As I told you, I trained a lot. I didn't go in any of the parades or... Monty came to him at the Ypres and said he's turned them loose across, but he's pulling the Third Mons out of action. And I thought, what a wise move. But he didn't. He said they were going to mine the bridges, and that's what I understood was happening. But they were back in action. I've read him books since, and I didn't know.
And you had a role protecting Bridgehead on arrival of 131 Brigade.
Don't remember it.
Okay. Rapid advance through Germany. Action at Gleason.
I remember advancing 7 miles behind enemy lines one morning. Oh. Cross the black, cross the blue. The black was the railway line, the blue was the river or the canal. Down the road, and all of a sudden, there was a bus behind us following. Well, the bus couldn't hurt us, could it? Valance said, "Keep that bloody gun in front." He said, "That couldn't hurt us. The other tank trying to follow us got bogged. They run off the road, and we were motoring." All of a sudden, there was a machine gun going. The tank had got back on the road and we eased down, mind, because we were out there on our Todd now. There was another 3 tanks following us, but they were way behind. So we slowed down, the bus had to slow down. We didn't know it was in the bus, mind. Then all of a sudden, machine gun fire right through the back of the bus. So we knew the other tank was up behind, wasn't it? So we pulled up on the road. And as I got out, Jerry's come out of the ditch, and of course, you know what I'm going to do now, when they did that?
Put their hands up.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Wristwatches.
Oh, right.
And I take one or two off, and believe me, I thought it was only one or two there. There was a couple hundred of them there. Wow. I would guess I'd go back to the bus. And the first one, and it was a cold morning. The first one had a lovely fur coat. Not a fur coat, a leather jacket, fur lined. I said, come here, take it off. And he started to... No, he said, pointing the back, I said, take that off. Bloody shoot you. But there were women in this bus, equal to our WAFs.
Right. WAFs. Okay. Let's hold it there for a second. Len Harkin, end of reel 8.